Okay. We are Samach Gimel Amud Beis. We just finished the sugya of Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabo. Excuse me. I said that I'll make two more ha'aris on the sugya before we start the next piece. That is number one, Halacha L'maisa. Halacha L'maisa, what's this Halacha Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabo? Does it apply Bisman Hazeh, or is there a reason that it shouldn't apply Bisman Hazeh? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch quotes all of these halachas in Reish Ben Beis, in Hilchas Kvod Rabo V'Talmud Chacham, as you would expect. In the third chelik of Yerodeya. If you look in the Pesachei Tshuva there, the Pesachei Tshuva in Sifkat and Gimel, quotes the Tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov writes in chelik Beisim and Samach Dalim, Shalach Kasav Lachain Roy Lachomi Shiyigil Ora, Shalo Yore Shum Hora Bilti Iun Chila Besefer, Ki Rabo Seinu Heim Heim Asvarim, Asher Nispashtu Beker of Yisrael, Vismach Ladavar, Azlo Evosh Bahabiti, etc. Says the Shvus Yaakov, Bizman Hazeb, we don't really have the status of Rebbe Talmud like it was Bazana Gemara. We learned so much from Svarim. It's much more Torah Shebechsav for us, but not from a Rebbe. So therefore, it says the Shvus Yaakov, all these halachas apply in a different way, Bizman Hazeh. You're not allowed to paskin without looking in Svarim, because the Svarim are your Rebbeim. So if somebody asks you a Shaila, and you give a psak, and the answer was right in the Sefer, unless it's B'yat HaBakutcha, maybe even if it is B'yat HaBakutcha, as we said yesterday. But either way, that is the Chiddush of the Shvus Yaakov, quoted by the Pesachei Tshuva. U'barbedein roi lasos kein welcome she'in b'nei Torah, shlo yechshadu, especially if the, and that's the Prima Gadim quotes also, in his Akdama. That is the Chiddush of the Pesachei Tshuva. The Aruch HaShulchan is not so comfortable with this, because he said the Aruch HaShulchan, in Reish Ben Beis, if the whole halacha of Fod Rabo is it didn't covet Talmud Chacham, chutzpah, so what, you have to have covet for the Svarim? They're going to feel bad. It's like covet for the chalas. You cover the chalas, is not embarrassed for the wine. So he's going to covet for the, so he says, Ve'elu dvarim ein bohem tam, v'lo chazina l'rabbanan kishishoi da'avdi hachi. I didn't see my Rebbeim do this. The bishlo v'bacham rabo, have a bizayon mashashalu l'rabo. Havo v'zelo shayach bizayon. V'hako yodim shakol sh'anu morim him. Everybody knows that it comes from the Svarim. You don't have to daf to look. So that's why the Aruch HaShulchan is against this, because it's not chutzpahdik. What's the answer? Exactly. Coming for the Mesorah, like Rav Chaim Shmuel Levin said yesterday, right? So if it didn't come for the Mesorah, no, then that still might apply, even if it's not a din of covered rabba. That's one ha'ara. Just another ha'ara, and then we'll move on. That's the Malbim that I said I would mention yesterday. If you look in the Psukim, again, at the end of Sefer Yoshua, which the Gemara here just discussed about what exactly was the chet of Yoshua, as I mentioned, it's very unclear Psukim. It says that Yoshua was in Yericho, he lifted up his eyes, Vayar behine ish omein lenegdo, v'charbo shlufa biyado. There was a sword in his hands. Vayelach Yeshua elav, vayomer lanu, lo, halanu atayim litzareinu. Are you with us or you our enemy? Vayomer, and he answers, lo, no. Ki ani sar tzva Hashem ata basi. I'm a soldier of God, I came now. Vayipo Yeshua espan of Arza, vayishtachu, Yeshua fell down, and bear, vayomer lo, ma adoni medaber al avdo, what do you want? Vayomer sar tzva Hashem, shal na'alcha me'al raglacha. Ki abakar shata omeid alav kodeshu, take off your shoes, vayas Yeshua kain, he did it, end of parak. So what was that meeting about? What's going on? It's what was said, what was wanted. So again, that's what the Gemara darshins. Atabasi, which Aveir did you come from? That was yesterday. But the Malbim has a very, I don't know if it's Pshuto Shomikra, but it's not as far of a drash as this. Says the Malbim, Yeshua knew that this Malach Hashem came regarding the upcoming battle with Yericho. But Yeshua knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised to help him and to win the war. But Yeshua didn't know how it was going to be won. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides help in two ways, says the Malbim. Number one, Ezer Ma'at, Be'inyin Shehem Yitzarchu Lilachim B'charbeim V'kashtam. One way HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps the Jewish people is that they fight, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kind of behind the scenes helping them fight and helping them win the battle. On the other hand, there's another way, which is Ezer Gadol, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hashem Yilachem Lachem Atem Tacharishin, you don't have to do anything. That's it. The other way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps is that he says, you don't have to do anything. I'll take care of this. So Yeshua didn't know which one they came for. That was the question here. Vayelach he saw charbo shlufa biyado. So he saw him with a sword. Vayelach Yeshua elav vayomer lo halanu ata im litzareinu. So that's his question. Halanu ata im litzareinu. Did you come to help us? He saw him with a sword. But the Malbim explains, usually if you're talking about attacking the other people, he'd be facing the other way. But he was attacking the Jewish people. So are you facing us because you're going to help us with the Ezer Ma'at? That's why you're facing us? And therefore, you're going to be behind the scenes? So he didn't know. Halonu ata, you're gonna help us imlet sarenu, or are you totally against our enemy with the other way of battle? So he says, Ani sartzva Hashem atabasi. He says, I'm a soldier of Hashem, meaning I'm here with other, a lot of other angels who are soldiers. Ani sartzva, I'm one of the army. So in other words, he's saying, you're right, I'm facing you. So it looks like I'm gonna help you, but really sartzva Hashem atabasi, it's a soldier, Kadosh Baruch Hu is gonna take care of this battle. That's what eventually happened when the walls of Yericho fell down. That's how the Malbim, if you look at the Malbim, I didn't quote the whole point, but that's what he understands these psukim. Okay, now we get into the new section of the Gemara. About 8 lines up from the bottom. There was a Mavui, that there was a certain man, a certain non-Jewish man named Nachman Baristig that lived there. Tosfos and Lachman says, Rabbeinu Chananel Garis Haman. Okay? I don't know, is it Machlokas? Machlokas, who it was? Was it Haman or was it Ristik? Was it Lachman by Ristik? Amrule, Ogel HaMashusech. So the Jews in that mob, we said, you know, could we rent out your Rishus? As we said yesterday, it's the only thing that works by an Akum. Right? Bittel doesn't work, Erev doesn't work, the only thing that works is Schirus. Lo Ogel Lahu, he wasn't masker to them. As we said yesterday, that there are reasons that the Akum won't be maskerit, either because he thinks you're getting a foothold, and then the maskana was, according to the other shita, that he's just worried about kshafim. Either way, he's not going to be mogerit to you. So lo ogerlo, he didn't hire out to them. So also armu labayas, they came to Abaya. What should we do, Abaya? What should we do? Interesting, if you remember earlier, we had a Gemara which there were the people of a certain town came to Rav Yosef and said, you know, send us somebody to make an heir for us. So he sent Abaya. So you seem to be like the expert in these issues. So they came to Abaya and they said, what should we do? So Amar Lahu, I'll give you an option. Zilu betilu rishusaych l'gabichad, be mevatel your rishus to one of you, meaning one of you Jews, everybody should be mevatel the rishus, have le yachid b'makam nachri, and then it'll be as if there's only one Jew here, because it'll be bitl rishus, v'yachid b'makam nachri l'asar. What if we said that there's no iser when it comes to yachid in only one Jew in a mavui / chaser with a non-Jew with an akum? So that's what Abaye suggested to do. Be mavatel rishus. Rashi here points out again against other rishonim, but at least Rashi here says even though if they would be mavatel rishus, they still wouldn't be able to carry out from their own house. We've had that discussion in the Mishnah before. Their house is still going to be off limits. What they're going to be able to do is carry in and out of this one guy's house and carry within the chatzer. That's what they want to do, says Rashi. They just at least want to carry within the chatzer. So you're right, they're not going to be able to carry out of their houses to the chatzer because they're mevatel rishus, and we had before that if you are then carry out, then you're being mevatel your bitl rishus. So that won't work. But at least in order to carry in and out of his house and within the chatzer, that is what they want to do. Okay, Tosis has a different shot, but we'll suffice it with Rashi now. So Amrulay, that's what Abaya suggested. So they say to Abaya, one second, me do time my elder shliach the diary. Remember yesterday? Yesterday was just what's the whole reason that one Jew doesn't need this doesn't need any takana drabanan? Because logazer mirabanan, the milsa del shchiach, they were only made a law, the law for milsa del shchiach, where a lot of Jews live there, and only one Jew living with one non-Jew in the mavli, so that is unusual. So that's what the chazal warren goes there in that case. But here the talmidim asked Abaya, here there are a lot of Jews. So what? They use this halachic quote-unquote loophole in order to make it as if only one of them is there. But Lamaisa, there were a lot of Jews there. So the Tamatakana still should exist. But Haka Dairi, there's still a lot of Jews here. So Amalu Abai says no. Okay, a lot of Jews living there is Milsa de Shchiach, but a lot of Jews making this arrangement is a Milsa de Shchiach. A lot of Jews being Mevatel Rishus, so the whole situation is still categorized as a Milsa de Shchiach. And sorry, that's not Shchiach, the Rabbanan were not Gozer. Okay, so that was Abaya's suggestion. He went and told this suggestion to Rava. Rava had a problem with it. If this is true, if this is what you're going to do, im kain bitalta toras eruv me oso mavui. If it's true that you have this suggestion, you're mevatel the whole discussion of eruv from that mavui. What does that mean? Says the Rush, that the people from the outsider is going to see 25 Jews living here. They're going to be carrying, right, in the chatzer, and there's no eruv here. So they're going to say, oh, you can carry without an eruv. Oh, I didn't know that. They're not going to know they're mevatel rishus to each other, because he's a non-Jew there also. So that's what they're not going to know. So they're going to forget. Either right now they're going to think you could do it without an Eruv, or other Rishonim say, no, it means like in the future. Even though right now they were Mevatel Rishus to each other, they see there's a way to carry without without having an Erev. So they're going to think you should always do that, even if there's no Akum there. So, Bital Toras Erev, so the Gemara answers, no, Dema Arvi. Really, Abaya told them to make a symbolic Erev, even though, as Rashi says, Lo Mahani. Even though it's not going to help, as we said, if there's an Erev, if there's an Akum there, an Erev doesn't help. So therefore, they did one just symbolically so it won't be forgotten. So says the Gemara, Yomru Erev Mo B'Makom Nachri. But if they made a symbolic Erev, people are going to think that it's all about the Erev, and they're going to think that an Erev works with a Nachri there. So the Gemara says, no, the Machrazina, no, they made an announcement. They put an Achraza, took out an ad in the paper. So says the Gemara, what, Achraz to Ladartiki? And what about for the kids who don't know anything about Erevin in 25 years from now? They're not going to see that. You're going to keep the ad up. You're going to put up the poster. It's going to last for 30 years. So right now, fine. For today, it's going to help. But what's going to happen in the future? Achraz to Ladartiki. So we're worried about that. Worried about the kids. So El Amar Rava, that's why Rava rejects this. He says it's got to be another option. Forget Abaye's option. About this guy who's stubborn, who doesn't want to be masker at his rishus. So that's why Rava says another option. Lazel chad minayhu. Let one of the Jews go. Likrivlay. Let him become buddy-buddy with this Akum. Let him come close to him and shmooze with him. And then once he has this relationship with him, the lishol minay duchta, and he will ask to borrow a place for him. He'll ask him, you know, can I put some of my stuff in this area? You know, I really, I need some storage space. V'leinach be'midi. And he'll put something there, and thus he will have the status somewhat of having some part, some chelik of that area. Dahavi le kishiro vilakito. He'll be considered as a worker of the Akum. Again, Schir Velikito is above Metzia topic. Schir Velikito. Schir Velikito is two types of workers. Sachir is one that works for, Rashi says, for a shana. Lakito, locate, means to gather. Means for at the busy seasons, the harvest seasons. That's what he works for you. Schir Velikito, it means he has the status of, he's not working for the Akum really, but he has the status of an Akum. V'yamar Yehuda Mar Shmuel. And we know the halacha is, afilo Schir Velikito, no sin iru b'vadayu. Even if you just have a Schir Velikito, that is enough for Erevin. What's going on here? Again, different pshatim in the Rishonim. Let's work with Rashi. Rashi here says, we're talking about, as we just explained it, you have a Jewish person here who's befriending the non-Jew, and we are considering the Jewish worker as if he's Schir V'Lakito, at least as if he has an official connection to the non-Jew. And therefore, that would be enough for Erev Tchumen. Why? Because, as the Ritva here explains Rashi, basically, this is all a Chumrah. Right? Diras Akum Lav Shma Dira. We don't really require anything for the Akum. As we said yesterday, it's kib, right? It's as if it's out there. It's like Dira Shel Behema. So really, Dira, you shouldn't need anything here. But Chazaw or Machmir, because of this issue of Shema Yilba Mimaisav. So Chazaw or Mako, if the Jew has any connection, any control over any area here, we could already consider that a Dira Yisrael. And therefore, there could be an Eruv. That's the lumdis why Schir V'Lakito would work. Again, because really he's not Schir V'Lakito, but it's as if really Maker Adin, you don't need anything. But because you have this small connection, he has this area in the Akum's bias, so that's enough. So therefore, that it goes back to the din of, you could consider this Diras Yisrael, and therefore you could put an Eruv there. Yeah, Beryl. According to Rava, if you do schirus, why aren't you worried about mital Torah's erev? Right. So if you do schirus, so it must be maybe that's a more public idea. Maybe schirus is recorded and it's visible to the outsider. So maybe that's why by schirus they'll realize that, oh, what are you renting out the? It must be that this is taking the place of the erev.
Two questions. First of all, didn't we say that the whole problem was we don't want you befriending them?
Didn't we say that the whole problem was Shema Yilba Mimaisav? Yeah. But here you become friends, right? That's a good question. It's a good question. But maybe here specifically, when you're becoming friends, l'shem atam, we're not worried. If you stop become friends because you happen to become friends, but here you're dafka going in with subterfuge. You know, you're dafka going in for a purpose. So maybe dafka there, we're not worried that you'll become friends.
And also, if a buyer is going to permit an announcement, why can't you just announce that we're using
right, if he's going to, it's going to permit an announcement. But again, the ultimate rejection of that was that announcement's not going to help. It's only going to help for this generation, not for the next generation. Across the Ladardiki. See, if you make whatever announcement you make, that's not going to be good enough. It's got to be something that's nikar mitocha situation that it's not going
to
be a problem.
Here,
How did Rava solve the problem? So again, maybe, no, because there, maybe people aren't going to think, because they're going to think this is all a D-Resi soil. There's no Akum here, because it's as if you read a Jew has a foothold a little bit in that house, and they're making an Erev. They see Jews walking in and out of the house. Right, they see, it's like, they see he has this area there. So there's an interesting, though, detail, where the Gemara says, V'leinach be'midi. Does he have to actually put something in the house? So, you read the Gemara, it sounds like it, but the Samachronim have a diuk in Rashi. Rashi in the second skinny line. V'yashilo hanachri makom v'chatzero le'isnuche be'midi. Some say that it just means that you have to have the ability, you have to have the yecholes to put stuff there. You don't Amish have to have it. It's just the halachic control of that area. But you don't have to put your kalim there. So it's a question of the pashas of the Gemara versus that Rashi might leave room just to have that makom. Continues the Gemara. Amrle Abayel Rav Yosef. Abayel Rav Yosef. Abayel, interesting. Abayel who gave the other solution asked something about this din of Schir of Lakita. What happens if you have 10 workers, 10 Jewish workers, let's continue Rashi Pshat, in this one house of the Akum? Mahu. What's the question, Mahu? So Rashi here says this is alluding to a Mishnah later on in Daf Ayin Beis, where you have 10 people living in one house, and it all goes into a chatzer. Do you have to have an Erev regard from each one of them? Or does each one have to take part, or just one of them has to take part? The Gemara talks about it depends if they live in separate areas, separate apartments, do the walls go all the way up to the ceiling, so it's a separate room, do they all just live in one big auditorium? There's a big, the Mishnah there talks about it later on. So says Rashi, what's the question of the Gemara here? Look at the Rashi on the side, Mi across from Tosfos Im Kain in the Rashi. Rashi says, Mi amrid on ki hechid l'shevinu leil l'sachir v'lokid v'lil kol k'baylam l'hakel v'l'hatei ruvo b'mabui zehavi navi baylam l'hachmir odil malakula shevinu rabban k'baylam. In other words, Rashi here says, when the Chazal said that these workers can be, right, could be, as we just explained it, that Schir of Lakito, and therefore it's as if the Jew is living there, there's some type of Diras Yisrael there. Is that only said Lakula, to help you out, as we just said it? Or is it even said Lachumra, that each person in this house is going to have to contribute? Is it also the Chumra, and if not everybody contributes, then it's going to be a problem? Or one would be enough? So did they say it Lakula only? Or did they even say it Lachumra? Answers the Gemara. Amr Leir of Yosef answers. Amr Bishir Velkito Lahakel. Yomr Shir Velkito Lahachmir. In other words, they only said it Lakula, and therefore you wouldn't have to have an Erev from each person. Gufa. Amr Bishir Amr Shmuel. Afilu Schirov. Afilu Lakito. No Thinir of Vidayo. Right? The statement that even a Schirov Lakito, that's enough. Amr Rav Nachman Kama Malya Hashmaitza. What a great Vart, said Rav Nachman. Wow. What a great halacha. Amr Rav Yehuda Amr Shmuel. Shasur Revias Yain Al Yore. Shmuel says if you drink a Revias of Yain, you can't paskin. Not a lot of paskin, right? You're considered a Shasui. Amr Rav Nachman Lo Malya Hashmaitza. Oh, I don't like that Vart. Right, so first he says Kama Malya Hashmaitza, then he says, oh, not such a good vart. He's rating them. Why? Why? Because if I don't have a drink, I can't think straight. I think some of you could appreciate this. If I don't have a drink, I need that to get me going in the morning, to get me going, whatever it is. So that's where Rav Nachman says I don't like that vart. So Amalei Rava, my time on Amar Hachi. How could you say such a thing? Meaning, how could you say this is a good vart, this is a bad vart? Ha'amar of Achabar Chanina, and this is a great Musar Haskel. Ma'i dechsiv v'roez zonos yovad hon. Literally, if somebody befriends zonos, you will be lose great riches. We dash in the word zonos. Kol ha'omer shmuez zu na'e v'zu eino na'e ma'abin honesh al Torah. If somebody has the attitude to say, oh, this is a good vart, this is a bad vart, this is a good vart, right? If you rate divrei Torah, then ma'abin, you're going to lose the treasure of Torah. Meaning, that's not the proper attitude. So therefore what? So the Marsha here says, yes, let's say anything. Good, bad, because even if you say good, it's possible that others aren't as good. So my wife always tells me, you can't say, by a shal shudis, this is an unbelievable klei yakar. Let them judge. Just say it. You know, just say it. I said this. She's been saying that to me for years, but now I know it's a Marsha, right on this Gemara. Marsha says you can't say. You just got to be objective and let them hear the content. The Rishash at least is on my side. The Rishash quotes the Marsha and says no. The Rishash says you just don't want to say it's a bad vart. But of course, it's an amazing vart. You got to say zunah. That's not the problem. You can say it. It's the Marsha and the Rishash on this Gemara. There is what's the message of this Gemara? The message is the Meiri has a beautiful lashon here that if you say a Dvar Torah and you're going to say this one's good, this is not good. So basically, you're the constant and you're judging what fits into you. What Divrei Torah hits me? No, Divrei Torah is the MS. A Dvar Torah, that's the end. Okay, you got to try to fit yourself into the Dvart. It's not like, oh, you, does this work? Okay, so is that your dera? Okay, you don't appreciate certain things. But to say zu eno na'e, says the Mi'iri. Asur la'adam she'yas, listen to the Lashon. Asur la'adam she'yas atzmo machriya b'divrei Torah. Lomar zu haguna v'zu eno haguna. You can't be the machriya. What, you're paskening? This is a good one. Okay, you want to star it and underline it. That's fine, but like, don't out loud. She'mitol kach yashpil b'hachraso es she'en hagunos be'enav v'shematabi yuno v'garim l'shakeach halachas gedolos. You got to have an appreciation of everything. You got to have a thirst, as it says in Pirkei Avos, in the first parak. V'avishoseh b'tzameh es devreim. You have to drink up thirstily the words of the Chachamim. Thirstly, Rabbeinu Yonah says there, Mishu Saveya Medivrei Torah Ve'eino Chafetzo Behev. If you're satiated and you're not hungry for everything, even if you're told Kama Margolios Batorah, Tobas Otam Nafshi, you're going to hate it. You're not going to appreciate it. But if you're hungry, you can hear the most dry, right? You're hungry for the Vart. You can have the driest daf in all the Shas and you're going to be excited about it. Right? You can have nothing to say about the daf. Right? And, but still, it's Torah and you're excited. Vishosa Betzame is Devreyim. And I once heard a Vart. Gotta stop myself. Once heard a thought based on a Mishnah Pirkei Avos from Dr. Abraham, the Nishpas Avram, where he writes, I think I said this in a Shalosh Shudas a couple years ago, where the Pirkei Avos arrives in Perakei al Mishnah Tes. The Mishnah says there are seven midos of a golem and seven midos of a chacham. What are the seven midos of a chacham? He doesn't speak in front of somebody who's greater than him. He doesn't interrupt people. He answers questions in order. He's modal ha'emes. And al mashe lo shama omer lo shamati. And what a person, if he didn't hear something, says I didn't hear it. That's a mita of a chacham. So what's the gavels of that? If he didn't hear something, says he didn't hear it. And then what does it say? V'chilufein b'golam. The opposite of a golem, like a silly person. What's the opposite of amasha lo shama omer lo shamati? What's the opposite? Amasha lo shama omer shamati? What you didn't hear, you say I heard. That's a chakran. That's not a golem. That's a liar. So what's the opposite of amasha lo shama omer lo shamati? The opposite would be amasha shama omer shamati. Right? What you heard, you said you heard. So what's the golem? Said Dr. Abraham. You could be in a shir, and the whole thing could be a new shir. The rabbi says one thing that the guy's heard before. Rabbi, you've said this already. I heard it all. What are you repeating? Come on, you can't teach me anything. Then you have the attitude of you could be hearing a var that you've heard 1,000 times. You heard the whole thing. You hear one little new nuance. One little new way of looking at it. Oh, you chop it. Oh, it's great. Oh, I never heard that. If you have the attitude that, oh, you're always looking for something new, you have the shows of it, some ayestiv rayam. I know it already. What are you doing? So that's a golem. You don't have that attitude of shows of it, some ayestiv rayam. So that's this idea over here. Right? If you say shmuazu, no, I don't know, ma'abi don't know Torah. It's not the proper attitude. You're gonna lose the treasure. Because you're gonna think that, oh, if it doesn't fit into my derech halimud, you know, so it's, Baruch Hashem, there are many derech halimud. You have to try to appreciate all different types of Torah. So that's what he says to Rav Nachman. So, Amar le hadribi. See, he says, literally, I take it back. So what does that mean? I take it back. So, I didn't, what do you take it back? Well, see, he already said it. So that's why Rashi must say what he says. Rashi says, lo osif od. That's what he means. Lo hadribi, meaning I'm going to change my ways. Did tshuva, it's but Kabbalah al asid, and he's not going to do it, he's not going to do it anymore. Hadribi, lo osif od. Next. Somebody who had a little to drink shouldn't daven, and if he did, b'di'evet, it's a good tefillah. Shikar al yispalel, if somebody is more drunk than a shasui, he can't daven, v'im hispalel tefillaso to'eva. And if he did daven, his tefillah is a to'eva. As Tosas here points out, he's not yotze, he has to daven again. That's the difference between a shasui and a shikar. Again, this generally, hopefully, does not come up, but it comes up, let's say, Meyer, if you have to Purim sometimes. Let's say somebody had a couple of drinks by Purim, and again, obviously, that's a separate shear in terms of watching what we drink, but at least, let's say we're in control, but we can't, our head's a little heavy, right? So then, in that case, you know, you gotta know, you know, you gotta roas a nolad, you gotta know about davening, or even about benching. Benching, though, Tosus talks about, what about Berachas Hamazon? Right, so the question is that might have different halachas than tefillah. But either way, says the Gemara here, v'im ispalel tefillah so toeva. Heichidam mishas v'heichidam mishichar. What's the difference? What's the cutoff? You know, it doesn't give percentages of point whatever alcohol blood content, right? Alcohol content in the blood. So kihadir of Abba bar Shumni bar Menashe bar Yirmiyah mi gifti. How we come if you're mi adadi? Amavar denar yufti. When they were leaving, they were taking leave of each other at this river. Amru kochad minon lema milsa doloshami lechavre. Let's tell each other something that each of us have never heard before. Why? As we learned in Brachas Lam and Aleph, Dar Mari Bar of Huna, well, Yifter Adam Michaveira, let me talk to our halacha. Should we talk Kav Sochreya? Whenever you leave somebody, let me say goodbye to somebody, you're supposed to leave through a vart, so that you'll remember them. You remember, oh yeah, remember the last time we met? Oh yeah, you told me that great, whatever. Right? So that's why you're always supposed to talk Midoch Divrei Torah. Supposed to say hello to somebody with a Divar Torah, leave somebody with a Divar Torah. So, Pazachad Yamar. So one of them gets up and says, makes this statement. Hey, chidami shasui vechidami shichar. What's the difference between a shasui and a shichar? Shasui kol sheyachal adar b'fnei melech. A shasui is somebody who can still talk in front of a king. He can stand there. He doesn't have his das. It's not perfect, but he can basically. It's still kavodik to stand in front of an important person. Shichar kol sheinu yachal adar b'fnei melech. But if you can't get the words out, if you're like us, right? You can't talk straight. You can't think straight. So that's a shichar, and that's. That you wouldn't be able to daven. Why dafka is this the limit? This is something that we mentioned a number of times already. This is the Reb Chaim in Hilchas Tefillah. Reb Chaim points out the stira in the Rambam, where the Rambam first says that there you have to have kavana in the whole Shemona Esrei, and if you don't, you have to repeat Shemona Esrei. And then he quotes the other halacha that we know: you have to have kavana the whole Shemona Esrei, but b'diavad, as long as you have kavana in avos, the first bracha, that's okay. That is b'diavad, it's okay. Stira in the Rambam. So it says Reb Chaim is well known thought that there are two kinds of kavana in halacha. One kind of kavana is knowing what the words mean. We have to know what the words mean when we daven. Right? So we have to try our best. It says Reb Chaim, Bidi Eved, if you only know what the first bracha means, that's okay. You should try to sit down and studying davening is not supposed to be done during davening. Reb Pinkus points out. We think like during Chazaras HaShasa we can like study davening. You're supposed to study davening at a separate time when you're not davening. So says Reb Chaim, that's the first type of kavana, and that's not ma'akev, only the first bracha. But then the other type of kavana is amida lefnei Hashem. You have to realize you're standing before God. And that type of kavanah is ma'akev for the entire Shemona Esrei. You have to know that you're talking to a Kodesh Baruch. You might not know what you're talking and saying, which is kind of a bizarion for us if we don't, but you have to at least know that you're Omi L'Pnei Hashem, because you're Omi L'Pnei HaMelech. And this, therefore there are different, and that's tefillah, that's Shemona Esrei. That's where there are different, we had different halachas and Maseches Brachas about tefillah versus other parts of davening. Right? You're allowed to say davening without a shirt on. The Gemara had said, by tefillah no, by Kriya Shema yes. Right, because by Kriya Shema is only an issue of Libra Roas Erva, therefore, you know, it's not such an issue. But Omi Lefnei HaMelech, no way. So too here. That's the Lashon. Kosha Yochel Adar Lefnei HaMelech. You can't say Shemona Esrei if you can't be Madar Lefnei HaMelech, because that's what you're doing when you say Shemona Esrei. You're being Omi Lefnei HaMelech. So this Gemara fits in nicely with that thought of Reb Chaim. Why Dafka did he pick this Vart out of any to say on the road when they're saying goodbye to each other? So as we'll see, the Gemara Amud Beis is going to say that going walking on the derech is going to help you help the effects of the wine get lost from you, right? It's going to get you back more sober. So that's why he says that, because this is a halacha that has to do with the derech. That's why he says, that's why the Iyun Yaakov here, one of the Mefarshim in the Iyun Yaakov, suggests maybe that's why Dafka says this halacha, because it has to do with the derech. Also the next one. Continue. What the other person say? Pasach idach v'yama. The other person said, Hamachzik b'nichsei hager ma'yase v'yiskaimu b'yado. If somebody gets the nichsei hager, as we mentioned, a ger halachically, a convert, does not have any relatives. So let's say, Rachman al-Islan, a ger converts, a goy converts to a ger, and then he dies, his nechasim or hefker. So whoever wants to be machzim can get them. So let's say you got the nichsei hager. And again, the Iyun Yaakov says, why would you get the nichsei hager when you're traveling and you happen to see nichsei hager? That's why it's also a halacha that has to do with the derech. But either way, when you get it, my yasef is kamer b'yado, what should you do so that those nechasim stay with you? As the Mefarsha, as we're going to see, point out here, it's talking about whenever you get a windfall from somewhere and you didn't work for that money, you should always realize, you know, you should do something. You didn't work for this. Yigia kapecha kisochel. But if this is not your yigia kapecha, so you got to be a little wary about, why did I get this money and I don't want to lose it. Rashi quotes on the top of Amud Beis, there's an Ayin Hara issue here. If you work for your money and yigia and parnas, it's parnas, okay, you earned it. But all of a sudden you win the lottery, you got to be very worried if that money's going to stay with you. So what should you do to make it stay with you? Yigabet Sefer Torah. Buy a Sefer Torah, obviously. In the Chabad, the Davar Gadol Yosef is that. Buy a Sefer Torah. Amar of Sheshes, a few Baal B'Nichsei Ishto. Not just a total windfall of Nichsei Hager, but even on a different level when you get married and the woman brings in all her Nadunya to the marriage, that's also considered somewhat of a windfall. The Baal didn't work for that, maybe he worked to get her to marry her, but he didn't work for that property. Rava Amar, afilu eved of an iska barava. Even if you made a great business deal, great profit, then also, you should do these by a sefer Torah. Rav Papa Amar Afilu Matzah Mitzia. Even if you found something, right? You found something similar to Nechsi Hager. Amar B'Nachem Bar Yislach Avil Kasabu Tefillin. Going back to the earlier parts, that no, you don't, it doesn't have to be a sefer Torah. Even Tefillin. One more line. V'Amar Rav Chana V'Tamer Rav Chanina Ma'ikra. What's the pasuk? Dichsiv Vayidar Yisrael Neder. As Bnei Yisrael and Parshas Matos made a neder before they fought the war with Midian. If you help us win HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we're going to be Macharim. We're going to give all of the booty to the base of Mikdash. You see, this they're gonna win the war, they're gonna get something, and therefore they're gonna give it to the base of Mikdash. Some of us should point out, why don't you quote the passage from this week's parsha? By either Yaakov, I read this, I'm like, this week's parsha, I'm like, oh no. By either Yaakov, right? If you give me lech and lech of egg and lilbosh. So some of us should point out why Dafka, that passage isn't quoted. Two interesting points on this Gemara. Namon, the Meiri again has a beautiful lashon here about what's the message of this Gemara? What's the message? Says the Meiri. Mitachsise hamaylo umechuke yiras shamayim. It's the way of Yari Shemayim. Lehisbonein bahatzlachaso. Ki me'eis Hashem haysalo. Lo bekocho v'otzem yado. Oh, we've got to realize that everything comes from Hashem. Umitoch kach yehi zariz b'chol eis shetikreyu. Eizu hatzlacha b'nachasov. Whenever you happen to get an unexpected windfall, sheyakar ba'ezboro. Im letztaka, im leshar dvarim yishar mitzvahs. But who is he? Of course, he thinks tefillin and sefer Torah are just examples. For the leshar mitzvahs, whatever you get, you got to realize it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore these are examples. You get something, you got to give it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you buy a sefer Torah, you buy tefillin. I saw, yeah. Oh, so that's the next point. And that is, we know there's a concept called Maaser Ksafim. Maaser Ksafim, which I owe you a shiur on. I prepared them already. Just haven't had time to give them. A couple of shiur. Maaser Ksafim. There's a major machlokas rishonim. What is the level of chiyav of Maaser Ksafim? Some rishonim say it's a chiyav daraisa. Minority of rishonim. A little few more rishonim say it's a chiyav drabanan. And Rov, even more rishonim, say it is a minhag tov. It is a minhag tov. So a minhag that's been going on for thousands of years, but it is a minhag tov. And therefore, it is not a chiyav whatsoever. It's a minhag. Again, and that's why there are certain kulas about what you're allowed to count and who has to give and what if you're getting some help. And again, complicated halachas. But that is a general sugya. So says Rav Yaakov Emden in the Shelos Yavis. And in Shuba, he was asked the question, can you deduct expenses before you figure out your Maaser Ksafim? Let's say you put in a certain amount of money into the business. Are you allowed to deduct that before you figure out your Maaser? In Yesh Lelenhog, Maaser Ksafim, Rashari Adam Lanachos, Min HaRevach, HaHotso, Siyah, Yilab Maaser Matan, Shreinach Shavas, Klimikar, Mikal, Karen, Olav. That was the Shaila. So the first half of the Tshuva, he discusses in general, what's the level of Chiyav of Maaser Ksafim. So he says, he quotes all the Rishonim, and then he says, Yefshar Lahachmer Bo Kolkach. Shenirin divrei ha'omrim she'in lo ikar min haTorah. Ratz Alomer says, he says you can't be machmer in these areas, because in general, it appears, right, it's nearer to him, that the halacha doesn't follow those who say it's daraisa. Ratz Alomer, b'chiv im lo mi midas chasidus. The most it is a midas chasidus, says Rabbi Yaakov Abdin. Vadai, midas chasidus, vadai yesh lo ikar. It has an ikar min haTorah, it's connected to aser asrenuach, but it's, the only chiyuvim are by grains. Trumas and Maisrus and all that. But Maisr Ksafim, find me a pasuk. There's a remez, but find me a pasuk. V'ikr mi divrei avinu azakin. V'chol asher titein li aseres ben olach. Right? This week's parasha. V'al zeh anu som gen lahakel ba. Shol ligdosh hamida yilahach mer yosef mashenagu. V'hanach li Yisrael, they're being machmer themselves of nim mishur esadin. V'yesh li raya mefureshes. Says the Yavetz. There, I have a raya mefureshes from the Gemara. She'ein ikr lo Maisr Ksafim afilu midrabanan. There's no rice of ksavim, even midrabanan. Meha de perikador, our Gemara. Hamach, so we're going to see a ger maaser iskaim. What should you do if you get this windfall? Buy a sefer Torah. If you have profit in the company, buy a sefer Torah, buy tefillin. Says Rav Yaakov Emden, what are you talking about? You're giving it to maaser anyway. Giving it to maaser anyway. What do you mean, buy a sefer Torah? Shema mina, behedya. To lo buy a sefer legamre. It must be that there's not a chiv, there's no chiv. There's no chiyuv with anything. Okay, you want to do it, but this is what you should do. It's an Eitz HaTova. Right? The Gemara's not telling you what you have to do. Definitely sounds like an Eitz HaTova in the Gemara. Eitz HaTova, Rashi quotes on top of my base, right? Ein Abisha. It's Ayin Hara. So he quotes there, again, among other rayas, this is his main raya. It must be, this isn't Ein Chigur L'chiyuv Zeh Klabi, Devei Sofrim, V'lo Roch, HaCham HaHadoch. He said, Chazal couldn't do this? Make a panasa. It's such a shver, difficult situation to so many. He talks about, like, in every generation we have trouble with our parnasa. Difficult to be mechayiv, to institutionalize an obligation. Says Rabbi Yaakov, the Chazal couldn't do that. Yes, we ourselves were machmir midas chasidus to give a certain amount. But again, to institutionalize that, says Rabbi Yaakov, the Chazal couldn't do that. And Rai is our Gemara. So our Gemara is mashma that it's not a chief. Yeah.
So basically, the idea is of applying to the over tefillin is, so to speak, to give back to Hashem. So that what you have will be you. Because you have to buy the same tefillin anyway.
To buy a Sefer Torah and tefillin,
anyway.
Isn't it a mitzvah anyway? So number one, tefillin, once you have a pair of tefillin, you have a mitzvah. Say, buy another pair of tefillin. Give a Sefer Torah, right, it's a good question. The question is, what about mitzvah 613, right? Mitzvah Taryag is Ksiva Sefer Torah. So you have to be, right, so this must be above and beyond that. Must be above, right, just like his Shita. This is talking about an Eitz HaTovah, so it must be above and beyond. Let's say you got one, there's a whole question whether you got one, be Yerusha, whether you say, let's say some type of case where you already yotze the mitzvah, buy a Sefer Torah. Okay, which by the way, Lamaisa, we're going to talk about the more of the wine issue. Lamaisa says the Shulchan Aruch Hasim inside the test. I was going to mention this before. Shasa Yain Kidei Revius Al Yispala Shasa Yeno Bim Shasa Yoser. You can't daven, etc. So these halachas are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Brura here explains: what if the Zman Tefila is going to be finished? Meaning, let's say you didn't daven Mincha and you ate your Purim Suda, you forgot to daven Mincha, and it's going to be Shki in about 5 minutes, and you're not in the state of davening. So is it better to skip it? You'll daven two Myrus, right? Is it better? So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, b'diavad you can daven, but the Mishnah Brura seems to say no. Afilu im yaver zman tefila. It's quoting the Pri Chadash. But then he says, ayin b'sof asimin b'shem ayam shel Shlomo, the Marshal, the Achshav. This comes up in a number of halachas. Achshav b'lav achin mechavnin kol kach b'tefila and lachish kol kach lahachmir im ayam tanasa yaver zman tefila. We don't have good kavana anyway. So what? Well, I can't daven yet. Well, I'm not in such a state. I can't. So again, we don't have that. So just like by Avos, we were also not Choser, by Poseches Yudecha. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes in a number of contexts. So again, Lamaisa though, if you can't get the words out, you can't daven. I mean, it's a bizayon. You know, if your mom is somebody's on the couch, you know, if somebody has a little headache and they can still focus, you know, then you can still daven. Even if normally you can't have the best kavani, your head's a little heavy. Then chachamina barosho. Chachamina barosho. First of all, daven before. Daven before, and even, in any case, always realize that you have chiyuvim in front of you. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Bar Abba, derech mil v'sheina kol shem afigur sayayin, walking a mill and sleeping a little bit, mefigin, softens the effect of wine, and therefore makes you, takes away the effects of being drunk. So derech mil or sheina. Amar Rabbi Bar Abba, vua, lo shana lo shazaz kadei revius. That only helps if you only drank a revius, a little bit. But if you drank more than a revius, so then trying to walk, then it's going to make it worse. And taking a sleep, you're going to wake up and you're going to feel like you got a conch right on the head. That's going to make it worse if you drink a lot. So that's why walking should only be done if you drink a little bit. You want to be mafig the time. So ask the Gemara of a derech mil wafika hayayin. Walking a mil softens the effect of the wine. We have a whole story here, and in about line 20 in this story, it's going to say that you need 3 milin. So that's what we're going to quote this whole story though first. The Hatanya, Ma'aseh Gamliel Shai Rochav Alchamar. Rabbi Gamliel was riding on a donkey, Vahay Malach Be'Akol Kziv, and he was going from Akku to Kziv. Vahay Rabbi Loi Mahalich Achrav. Rabbi Loi was after him, I guess, on the next donkey. Matza Gluskin Baderech, and all of a sudden Rabbi Gamliel sees a little cookie, sees a cupcake on the floor. Amrlo Eloi, Togulus Kamanaderech. Hey, pick up the cake, pick up the cookie. Matza Nachri. So he told him to pick it up, he didn't tell him to eat it. So Rabbi Loi has it in his hand. So then a non-Jew was coming the other way. Amrlo, Mavgai, that's his name. Tolkluskin alalum Eloi, take that cookie from Eloi. It's a present for you. Nitfal Rabbi Loi. So he goes to Mavgai, goes to Rabbi Loi. Amrlo, Mehechanatza. Rabbi Loi says, where are you from? Amrlo, Be'eros HaBurganim. We're from those huts, those tent cities, which makes it emphasize like he's like one of these homeless guys, and he's not a man of stature. He's not a man of stature. He's from the Irshir Bergenin. Umashimcha, what's your name? Mavgoy Shmeini. My name is Mavgoy. Klumi Kirchar, Begamil Mayolan. Did Begamil ever meet you before? Amrlo Lav. So I never saw that great man before in my life. Right? So from that moment, he realized that Begamil had a Ruach HaKodesh. He never met this person before, and he still told him what his name was. That's the story. Vishlosha Lamanu. We learned three things from that story. Number one, if you see food on the floor, you have to pick it up. It's not covered, it's bizayin ha'ochel. It's quoted in the Magen Avraham in Simin Kuf Pei that you're not allowed to leave food on the floor. We also learned that you go after rov ovei drachim. What does that mean? Why didn't Rabbi Loi get to eat the bread? Right? Why didn't Rabbi Gamliel tell him to eat the bread? It must be that he knew rove breads on the street come from Akum, and that's called Pas Akum, made by Pas Beba Najah. That's a Dissa Rabbanan. This is Rabbanan to eat this. That's why he made him pick it up, but he didn't let him eat it. That's why he gave it to the non-Jew. Vila Madnu, right? Some Mefreshim point out, maybe we can't learn this. Maybe it was just Baruch HaKodesh he knew. Right? Just like he knew his name through Baruch HaKodesh, maybe he knew that this was of Pas Akum Baruch HaKodesh. Right? So maybe maybe the others say no. You can't learn halacha. You can't paskin based on Ruach HaKodesh. You can know somebody's name for Ruach HaKodesh. But then the question is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Ruach HaKodesh just to know this guy's name? You know that he had Ruach HaKodesh just for that? So it goes back and forth. Interesting discussion. And Voloma, number 3 point that we learned, Shechemsel Shel Nachri Achar Pesach Mutar Banah. The chametz of a Nachri, which Rashi explains the story happened after Pesach, the chametz of a Nachri is Mutar Bahana. Why? Because what's the Hana here? When you give it to him, Rashi explains here, you're getting Tovas Hana, which means he owes you a favor now. He owes you a favor, that's also considered Hana. So therefore, that's also, you learn from here that after Pesach, the chametz of a non-Jew is Mutar Bahana. So those are 3 things that we learn from the story. Anyway, the story continues. When they got to Ksiv, somebody came to ask Rabbi Gamliel to be matar neder for him. Amar lazeh sheimo. So he turns to Rabbi Loi and says, "Klum shesiderinu yainu itaki." Did we have a drink? I don't remember. Did we have a drink before we left? Amar lo hein. Sure, we did. Im kain. He says, "Okay, yital achareinu sheyavigenus. We got to walk until the effects of the wine wear off." V'tiel acharein gimo milin achi gilu sulam shel sur. And they walked 3 milin until they came to the sulam of sur. Once they got there, Yorod Galim on a chamar. Rabbi Gamliel got off the donkey, v'dis atef, and he put on his talis. V'yashav, he sat down. V'hitelo nidro, and he was matir the neder. V'harbi dron l'manu bosasha. And then we learned a few more things from the Maaser Rav of that part of the story. L'manu shereviyas yainu italki mishacher. We learned that Italian wine is intoxicating. V'lamanu shikar al yoreh, and that the shikar should not paskin, right? Because that's what he said. He has to walk. V'lamanu shederech l'fikas ayin, and we also learned that the derech helps it because he walked until the wine effects of the wine wore off. V'lamanu. We also learned sheim if you're in the darim lo rachav lo mahalef lo omid el yoshev. You also learned that afaras adarim is not done while riding, walking, or standing. We have to be sitting because it says he sat down and he was made for nadarim. End of story. What's important for us? Ketani miyos shlosha milin. But it says he walked 3 milin to get rid of the effects of the wine. We said before that only 1 mil is required to get rid of the effects of the wine. It's like, Mari answers, no, shani yayin italki, the mishachar tvei. No, Italian wine is very strong. That needed more. So 1 second. It's as if you drunk more. So what's that? We said that walking doesn't help them. V'hamer Rav Nachman Rav Baravua Oshana L'Rishas Ravias. Walking only helps if you only drank a Ravias. Avoshas Yosim Ravias Kol Shekein Derech Todas Avshinim Shacharto. And drinking strong Italian wine is as if you drank more than a Ravias. So how could walking help at all? So the word says no. Rach of Shiny. No, riding a donkey that helps even if you drink more. It says the Gemara, Hashadas is Lahaki, once you give this Rach of Shiny for this question, L'Rami Bar Chamanami. So you could have answered the first question the same way. Lo Kasha Rach of Shiny. Don't ask me any Kashas from the story. In this story, he was Rach if he was on the donkey. So don't ask me any Kashas from walking cases. Aini. So now we ask on another point to the Gemara. Is it true that you have to be sitting to do hafaras nedarim? Again, hafaras nedarim, if somebody has a neder, they come to a chacham, the chacham could be made for the nedarim. Hafaras nedarim. We had this hafaras nedarim once before, the last daf in Shabbos. It said hafaras nedarim, right, whether you could be hafaras nedarim for Shabbos or not. So, Amar, ain't this really true? Amar Rav Nachman, mefir nedarim, bein mahalik, bein omid, bein rachuv, right? Rav Nachman says you could do it in any way, right? Even mahalik or omid. So the Marian is a Tanoihi. Really, it's a Machlokas Tanoim. We don't have time. There's a Machlokas Rashi Tosas. Which way this goes, we'll explain Rashi today. Tosas says just the opposite. Tanoihi. It's Machlokas Tanoim. The Igal Mandamar Poston Bacharata. The Igal Mandamar ain't Poston Bacharata. What does that mean? There are those that say that how are you made for Nadarim? So there are those that say that Poston Bacharata. Rashi says that means that the Chacham has to figure out to try to convince this person that he didn't really want to make the neder in the first place. If you knew all the situation, if you knew how chamer nedarim are, so he has to figure out a good excuse for this person. So if he has to figure out a good excuse for this person, so he has to sit down. He has to have yishuv hadas. That's poskan b'charata. You're posing b'charata to make the guy have charata, and therefore you have to sit down for that. That's the man that says you have to sit down. Ain poskan b'charata, according to Rashi, means you don't even need an excuse. The Chacham could just say, Mufalach, it works. So you don't need so much Yishev Adas for that. You could just say it, even standing up. Sitting down is Yishev Adas. That's why only one Amand Amar would require that. So the Amar, Rabbi Arba Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, my Pasach Rabbi Gamliel, because after all, what did Rabbi Gamliel say to that man who came, Lahu Gavra, Yesh Bote Kamatkar, Oscher, Rabbi Lashon Chacham Marpe? There are those who speak as swords, matkos cherev, v'loshon chacham marpe, but the words of the chachamim are healing. So we darshan from there, kol habote, anybody who expresses something, from the word bitui sfasayim, kol habote, roy l'dokar b'cherev, anybody who expresses a nether, he should get stuck with a sword, meaning it's very dangerous to make nedarim. Maybe you're not going to fulfill it. But the words of the Chachamim could heal the nether, meaning he could be made for nedarim. So what does Rabbi Gamliel tell him this for? Obviously to scare him, to make him realize that, you know, he shouldn't have made the nether in the first place. So you see, Rabbi Gamliel was posting b'charata, that's why he had to sit down. Other man to Amar, the other Shita says, ain't posting b'charata, you don't need any excuse. So for that, you wouldn't need Yishev Adas. Again, Yishev Adas is always sitting, Yishev Adas is always gotten sitting more than standing. Amar Mar, three more lines. We also said in the story that you're not allowed to pass over food. When are you not allowed to pass over food? When you're not worried that there's some type of magical spell was put on the food. But in the recent generations, where Benos Yisrael, you know, there might be kishuf and certain aveiras done with the food, and then you can leave the food on the street, you don't have to touch it, if there's a chashash of that. Because then the counter pressure of the kishuf overrides the covet for the ochel. Tana, shleimin ma'avirin, Psisin ein ma'avirin. Whole loaves you could pass over because they would do kishuf with whole loaves, but petit and just pieces, you know, they don't do kishuf with pieces. Amalei Ravasi Ravashi. One second. Petitin lo avdin. They don't do kishuf with petitin. V'haksiv v'tachalelna osi el ami b'sha'alei se'orim uviv sosai lechem. They've desecrated me with sosai, pieces of bread. So you see, even pieces of bread are problematic. The Gemara answers no. Shakli ba'agrayu. The pasuk just means that they take pieces of bread as wages for their work, but not that they have to do kishuf with those pieces. So Lamaisa, if you see the piece of bread on the floor, you would have to pick it up. Again, Lamaisa, there's no kishuf going on Bisman Hazeh, so I think Bisman Hazeh, you know, if you see food on the floor, you should pick it up as kavod ochlin. Okay, we'll stop here. Finish here with the Zechnishmas, Yitzchak ben Yosef Nechemia. Yosef ben Yitzchak Nechemia. Yosef ben Yitzchak Nechemia. Okay, tomorrow, Bez Hashem, is a lot of exciting stuff also, so everybody be on time. Have a good day.